is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Nearly all of the California coastline and about 37 million people are under flood advisories as a wet winter storm barrels through the state.
I'm afraid of the flooding for the homeless. I'm very concerned about that, and I think they should open up City Hall and let them come in.
San Francisco resident Zoe Kellerman. Alexei Navalny's widow Yulia says she will continue her husband's work for a free Russia. She also says she blames Russian leader Vladimir Putin for her husband's death. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is trailing former President Trump heading into Saturday's Republican primary in her home state. A suspect is in custody in last week's double murder in a University of Colorado Springs dorm room. Authorities say the suspect and the victims knew each other. Six people were shot, one killed during a fight between two groups at a Waffle House in Indianapolis. The financial markets were closed for President's Day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law today. He says the result will be a legislature that reflects the will of voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergencies. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Police in La Crosse are looking for suspects after shots were fired late Thursday night on the city's south side. The La Crosse Police Department said that after they got the call, they found shell casings on the 700 block of Mississippi Street, but investigators said that nobody was hurt. Anybody with information can call the police department or submit a tip through La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers. A Coon Valley home was destroyed Friday morning by a fire. The Coon Valley Fire Department said the fire happened at a home on Highway 33 around 6:30 a.m. on Friday. According to a release, the homeowner had left the house to take their children to daycare and came back to see their house on fire. Several pets inside the home died, but no people were hurt. The home is a total loss, according to the fire department. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. The National Weather Service says that we'll have a mild week on tap with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s over the next several days. Temperatures will cool off a bit into the weekend. No precipitation is expected over the course of the work week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Another setback for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers upset again, this time in Iowa City in overtime. The unranked Hawkeyes with an 88-86 win at home over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if a battle to nine down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we left a lot of points right in the paint too. And as we break this down in terms of the negative things are going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
Wisconsin has now lost five of their last six games. Number four ranked Marquette trying to recover after getting blown out at number one ranked UConn, 81-53. The Golden Eagles will host DePaul Wednesday. The NBA All-Star game was really more of a scoring derby. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team from the East won 211-186. Here's all he had to say after the game.
As I always say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Congratulations, Giannis.
At chicken dinner. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures climb mild once again, back into the mid-40s. We'll be bright and beautiful tomorrow and even warmer as highs reach 50 degrees. We even turn the dial up a little higher for Wednesday, too. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the talk you can't ignore.
Even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome to the political party. Appreciate you tuning in. Join us on the lines today, 844-967-2789. The party line is always open. Crudy's off today, taking a well-deserved vacation. My understanding, he will return sometime, perhaps on Friday, back on the air. But we'll see. You know how those vacations go. In the meantime, we got Nate here working hard for you today. Thank you, Nate. A lot of sound to get to, lots of action over the weekend. Of course, very specifically, the breaking news today. Tony Evers, he signed the maps. I guess he didn't listen to Crudy or me. We'll get into the details on that. Andrew Hitt, the former Republican head of the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin, he was doing some face saving on the 60 Minutes. We have cut up that sound. We, as the Nate, the royal we, we're going to bring that to you as well. And of course, the latest Trump and mega debacles, Trump's out hawking shoes. If you can believe it, of course you can, because the con goes on. He's literally at Sneaker Con. I mean, you think he gets it? It's a con. Anyway, 844-967-2789. Last week, we went back and forth and had lots of different opinions about what should happen. Should Tony Evers sign the maps? Newsflash, he did. Should he sign the maps and open up, you know, potential risks, some liability, given the circumstances that we have at least one special election scheduled? The Lena Taylor position, Lena Taylor getting appointed to a judgeship by the governor, we have to backfill that seat. What happens? What maps do we use? Our concern, of course, was that some of the righties organizations, the Republican proxies, mega proxies, would jump in and try to file a lawsuit with perhaps a friendly conservative federal court and delay, 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 yada, yada, yada. Well, apparently those risks were not a concern, or at least not weighted enough for Tony Evers, who did today decided to sign those maps. Lots of reporting on this. I mean, obviously the local papers, Cap Times, Journal Sentinel, but even Politico, The Hill, Washington Post. I mean, I've seen this all over the place. It is a big deal. And according to the headline at the Cap Times, Andrew Ball, it is a new day in Wisconsin. He signed the maps, seemingly, as Andrew Ball writes, ending a protracted legal battle over the districts and setting the stage for a more hotly contested round of elections this year. Now, we do have some sound on this, and it was a new day in Wisconsin. And, you know, I'm, of course, a little torn. Do I want to be right? Sure. Am I wrong? Yeah, you know, sometimes that'll happen. You throw up predictions and a wish list. Not all those all the time those things come through. But, you know, we weren't the only ones, Crudy and I, and you know, certainly some of the folks that call in and listen to the show on a regular basis. You know, you don't trust the Republicans. You can't trust a guy like Speaker Robin Voss. And, you know, they were out there overselling how great this was for the Democrats and how the Republicans were, you know, maybe not getting shot, but certainly getting stabbed. And, you know, this the terrible analogies and the overselling certainly, you know, threw up some red flags for those that have a BS meter like yours truly. But Tony Evers, not concerned about it. And we have some reporting and some sound. Let's get to the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Ultimately, folks, this is a good day. No matter how you slice it, we'll worry about, you know, tomorrow. Today, the governor signs maps. It makes it a little more level of a playing field here in the state of Wisconsin. Nate, if you would please play the governor celebrating today.
This is an important day and historic day for our state and for every person who calls Wisconsin home. Today is a day that I believe will define our state's future. This will be the first time in over 50 years that Wisconsin will have fair legislative maps enacted through the legislative process rather than through the courts. These maps will take effect immediately after publication and will be in place for the fall elections, providing certainty for candidates and campaigns that are gearing up to circulate nomination papers for this spring. Wisconsin, when I promised I wanted fair maps, not maps that are better for one party or the other, including my own, I damn well meant it. Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our maps should reflect that basic fact. I believe, as I've also often said, that the people should get to choose their elected officials, not the other way around.
Governor Evers signing maps today, historical day in the state of Wisconsin, as Andrew Ball writes at the Cap Times. In signing the maps, Evers brushed aside concerns from many members of his own party and Democrat that Republicans were trying to keep hold on their power in the legislature. Some Democrats explicitly said they don't trust GOP legislative leaders to do the right thing, arguing that Evers signing the maps into law would strengthen the hand of Republicans in a potential last-ditch legal challenge in a federal court. State Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit told reporters this on Monday. My vote was never about the map itself. It was about the process. It was about making sure we looked at all the legal angles to make sure there wasn't a Republican trick here to avoid fair maps. And I trust that Governor Evers has done that. He's talked to the lawyers. He's taking his time to make the right decision here. Now, Andrew Ball goes on to write that a few lawmakers also raised concerns about language in the bill that seemed to preclude its use for special or recall elections before November. Now, this is a topic we've talked about a lot last week. One Milwaukee State Senate seat will need to be filled in a special election, and a group is pushing to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from Rochester. Yeah, the megas, they don't like Robin too much. Robin, you got any friends, man? The rights don't like you. The left doesn't like you. But as Andrew Ball writes, a memo from the legislature's nonpartisan bill drafters said the wording was standard for redistricting bills. And here's what the Legislative Reference Bureau Chief Counsel Joseph Cry wrote. Applying new plans immediately to recall and special elections occurring before general election would create a bit of confusion regarding representation. Well, that's very interesting, of course, because the maps that we have, well, before Tony Evers signed these now, were ruled unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. According to Andrew Ball, Evers brushed aside a lawsuit threat and said he would urge the state Supreme Court to clarify that the lines would be in use for any special elections between now and November. A quote from Evers, I believe we will prevail in any federal court challenge. I believe it is a small risk, but if it is, we will take it on and win. win. So the risk, he recognized the risk. We all kind of recognize the risk, and we haven't, you know, the lawsuit hasn't been dropped yet. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Ball goes on to write that experts note that a court challenge from conservatives is still possible, but question the strength of such an effort, given that Republicans themselves already approved the maps. Another quote from U.S. Rep. Mark Pocan, our buddy: if a lawsuit is filed in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals challenging the new maps, the GOP legislature must commit to defending them in court, just as they promised not to challenge them. The governor said one of his top priorities in the 25-26 legislative session would be to work with lawmakers to enact legislation to have a nonpartisan entity draw future sets of maps. Republicans have indicated they believe Evers' match to be more favorable to their party than other lines submitted by Democrats and their allies to the state Supreme Court. Speaking at a press conference on Thursday last week, Voss said he believes that Evers' maps meet the constitutional muster. Quote, "We need to have the ability to go out and recruit candidates," Voss said. "We have the ability to go out and fight the policy battles that are going to make a difference between now and November. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to have these maps enacted now." And we do have some quotes here. I'd like to share these with the people. Of course, your thoughts welcome as well. The governor didn't take the devil's advocate's advice. I'm so shocked on this. Here's what Robin Voss, again, the assembly leader, had to say about the maps today. Quote, "Today, Governor Evers signed the most Republican-leaning maps out of all the Democrat gerrymandered maps being considered by the Wisconsin Supreme Court." He's such an ass. "We sent him those maps not because they are fair, but because the people of Wisconsin deserve certainty in state government. This legislation brings to an end, this sham of a litigation designed to deliver judicially gerrymandered Democrat maps to the liberal special interest groups funding said litigation. This fall, Republicans will prove that we can win on any maps because we have the better policy ideas for the state of Wisconsin. We are happy that the governor's signature brings to an end decades of liberal special interest litigation over maps in Wisconsin." Decades, end of quote. Decades. Yeah. A lot of people had issues with the monumental political gerrymander that you and Scott Walker and Hagedorn, when he was working for the GOP, slammed through, shutting the door on any progress for the last, 13 years in the state of Wisconsin. Well, thankfully, there were some of those quote unquote special interest groups that were trying to fight it. But today, the biggest special interest group, that's the governor. He's a Democrat. He signed his own maps because these Republicans knew that this was their best shot. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, how are we doing at time? Well, we'll bring back some of the sound from, or at least some quoting from Ben Wickler. Also, Andrew hit Republicans up on the national news. Going around the country trying to rehab your image, perhaps? I tell you, I don't buy it. I wasn't buying it then. I'm not buying it now. We did. We watched it. We listened. We cut up some of the sound. And I did a little research, man. I went and pulled back some of the transcripts from Andrew Hitt's J6 testimony. I'll tell you a lot of things I didn't hear. You got to stick around for that. Again, we are the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's gone. Dom's holding a fort down with Nate. You can join the political party anytime at 844-967-2789. A new day in the state of Wisconsin. New, more fair maps. Governor Evers signed it today. We'll come back with your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Call us at 844-967-2789 or just download the super cool Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store, download the app. You can listen to this fine show on any of the many, many, many stations available on the Civic Media Network. You can click and text. You can click and call. It does it all automatically. It's super cool. And, you know, Curdy's usually the one who takes a look at the text line. So in his absence, I pulled up. I'll take a look at it, folks. I know. I mean, one guy here juggling it all, man. This is hard work. It's not. Join me, 844-967-2789. One of the texts out there, Dom, notwithstanding any potential mega lawsuit, how much better could MAPS have been under any of the three or four other proposals? Great question from the 414. Jeff, glad you asked it. I don't know. And it really doesn't matter now because we got the MAPS that we got. But the good news is it will be more fair. I'm not going to say it's entirely fair, but it will be more fair. We played some sound of the governor talking about this today at the signing ceremony. I did read for you the Twitter statement of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. I did look up Brian Schimming. Of course, he is the chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, not to be confused with Andrew Hitt, the former chair who was out trying to rehab his image on the 60 Minutes last night. We'll talk about more about that later. Did not see Brian Schimming have any comment on his Twitter feed today, but I did see Ben Wickler, of course, the chair of the Democratic Party here in the state of Wisconsin. He had a few paragraphs I want to share with you right now. Our pal Ben had this to say. The long, dark night of ultra-partisan gerrymandering is over, and a new day for democracy now dawns in the Badger State. The stroke of Governor Evers' pen today marks the end of the shameful period that began in 2011 when Republicans, lawmakers, bound in secrecy by non-disclosure agreements as they worked with operatives at a lobbying firm, drew legislative lines that guaranteed that even landslide election losses wouldn't cost them their majorities. The result was one of the most egregious, extreme partisan gerrymanders in American political history. I would say in history of the world, Ben, but I'll read more from Ben. Ever since, Republican politicians in Wisconsin have used their power to take more power away from the people of our state, restricting access to the ballot, removing authorities that voters had entrusted to statewide election officials like governor and attorney general, and smashing the freedoms of workers to organize and advocate for themselves. For 13 years, the democracy-proof legislature has been laying siege to democracy itself. Last April, years of tireless organizing culminated with Wisconsinites electing Justice Jenna Protasiewicz in a landslide, charting a new course for our state that has led us to this new, vastly fairer map signed into law by Governor Evers today. In November, at long last, Wisconsin voters will have a real choice in who represents them in Madison. The majority will determine the majority. The candidate recruitment process now goes into overdrive. And at the same time, we remain vigilant in case Republican politicians in Madison and their allies, once again, through the courts or any other strategy, attempt to thwart majority rule. Today, we made progress towards true democracy in Wisconsin, thanks to the efforts of so many grassroots activists, tireless supporters, and elected leaders. We stand ready to fight back against any attempt by Republicans to undermine the path towards democracy and accountability, and we commit to doing everything in our power to ending the speakership of Robin Voss and paving the way towards a Democratic trifecta that can, at long last, translate the will of the people of Wisconsin into the law of the land. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party, state of Wisconsin, sent that out. We retweeted it. Make sure you follow us at Devil Radio. You can find that in many of our musings there at Devil Radio. 844-967-2789. This great news. Are you kidding me? I'm psyched. I'm happy. I would like to be right. I would like to have better maps for Democrats in the state of Wisconsin. And no matter what happens, doesn't it take away the smarminess of Robin Voss? Oh, these are the best Republican map, the Democrat gerrymander. Give me a break. I mean, talk about projection and gaslighting. I mean, the way that these folks have gone through and continued. And I don't know. These are boring things to talk about. You know what I mean? I used to have meetings with people I worked with, and we get into some topics, and some people are not like experts or dialed into a particular topic. And these are back in like the screensaver days, and they're like little caterpillars, you know, going across the screen. And I'd be talking, and I'd look over, and the CEO is just kind of glazed over as we're talking about something that she didn't want to talk about. Because, you know, if you're not dialed into it, if you don't understand and comprehend, you know, how it all actually works, and hell, it's a long time. There's a lot of moving parts to this whole self-governance thing. There's hardly anything more boring to talk about than maps. You know what I mean? But when you think about it and you hear the story and recollect, because again, we were recruiting and we're doing the show back then, you know, they were bringing these law firm, bringing these legislators into her off campus or off the Capitol into their offices and looking at signing a non-disclosure, looking at one little map and say, here's your section. Here's your portion. You can't talk about it. And here, you're a plus one now. You're a plus two now. Oh, great, great. So they didn't see the entirety of the effort of what they did. And once it kind of became known, hell, Republicans, traditional Republicans that vote 95% traditional Republican ways, like our pal Dale Schultz, were irate about it, were critical about it. I mean, literally saying, well, they had no more ideas other than to mess with the machination of the voting process. Dale Schultz came off of his vote floor and onto our show. And of course, much like any quote unquote reasonable Republicans, moderate Republicans, was, you know, thoroughly ran out of the party. And this was pre Trump. So I don't think this whole attitude about, you know, towing the line, all this all started with Trump. No, no, no. This authoritarian, you know, win at all costs, no matter what. And if you don't toe the line, you're out, we will primary you to the right because of the gerrymander. And then again, another consequence of the gerrymander. If you don't toe the line, they'll primary you to the right. And it goes the same thing on the left. If you don't toe the line, they'll gerrymander it. So what does it do? It pulls the politics farther and farther apart with a more accurate, that's all we want. That's all we want. Not, talk about better ideas. They got lots of ideas. I can't wait to see what kind of new ideas we come out that come out of a legislature that is more responsive to the will of the people, more reflective of the will of the people. A majority, right? Do we finally get what we want? What do the majority of the state want? Well, we want greater access, expansion of Medicare, the ACA. Hell, a lot of people want Medicare for all. We can talk about that. But the other issues, gun safety, right? Are we gonna eventually get to some of those kinds of issues? Ah, man, there's this legalized marijuana. Of course. Minimum wage, child care, help for child care. We're going to get, and of course, getting people to run. Democrats out there. Now, at least with some of this, it's not going to be, you know, a pure martyr. You're going to have a chance, Dems. For those who think, oh, why would I want to run? I'm martyring myself. I'm never going to win. Well, now maybe you can. Now maybe it's a shot. Now maybe we should make a point to make sure there are no uncontested races in the state of Wisconsin. And we still have technically out there this congressional challenge, the congressional maps. Those are also still an issue. So hopefully that will continue. Mark Elias and their crew, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. We are the Devil's Advocates. This is a day to celebrate, a day of reflection. Let's make plans. Let's move forward. Thank you, Tony Evers. Well done, everyone. Let's get some fair representation. Let's engage in some self-governance. And have a political party up in here. Join us, 844-96-PARTY.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Good government groups say they're happy with Governor Evers' decision to sign new legislative district maps into law today. Yuseli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition.
These maps would change Wisconsin's future for years to come, and it will definitely get rid of what happened in 2011. It'll dismantle that partisan gerrymander.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered new maps put in place after declaring the old maps unconstitutional. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars and motorcycles and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered for those three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than 500,000 vehicles in Wisconsin have a specialty license plate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Coon Valley home was destroyed Friday morning by a fire. The Coon Valley Fire Department said the fire happened at a home on Highway 33 around 6:30 a.m. on Friday. According to a release, the homeowner had left the house to take their children to daycare and came back to see their house on fire. Several pets inside the home died, but no people were hurt. The home is a total loss, according to the fire department. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. The state basketball tournament brackets are set. West Salem and Durand, Arkansas are among the top seeds in boys' hoops, with that tournament starting next week. The girls' tournament begins tomorrow night, where West Salem and Cochran Fountain City hold top seeds. The state individual wrestling tournament was also seeded this weekend, with hundreds of wrestlers meeting in Madison this Thursday through Saturday in the championships. The National Weather Service says that we'll have a mild week on tap with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s over the next several days. Temperatures will cool off a bit into the weekend. No precipitation is expected over the course of the work week.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Music legend and Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson's health has deteriorated following the death of his wife Melinda, who died at age 77 last month. The New York Post reports that Wilson will be placed under conservatorship. Two family members have been assigned to look after the 81-year-old musical genius. Milwaukee Bucks fans and fans of the Greek Freak are in for a treat today. Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, drops tonight on Amazon Prime. The film, directed by 30 for 30 director Kristen Lapis, chronicles the hoop star's humble beginnings in Africa to his family's move to Athens, Greece, and eventually Milwaukee. It follows him all the way through the Bucks' 2021 NBA championship. In case you're wondering, yes, it was hard to write this without saying his last name, which scares me. Antetokounmpo. Satisfied? Break a leg tonight, Giannis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures climb mild once again, back into the mid-40s. We'll be bright and beautiful tomorrow and even warmer as highs reach 50 degrees. We even turn the dial up a little higher for Wednesday, too. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin without the yelling and screaming. These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a political party up in here, especially when you hit us up on the lines at 844-967-2789. Let's get to some of the callers. We have some texts out there as well. You can do it. Cam from Nina, he texted in. Those were the days when you licked the screen on the monitors in the office. You could taste the static and the 355 color value for each pixel. Yeah, man. You got to love those old computer screens, man. Especially the green ones. That's when you know you're dating yourself. And Cam, you're a young man, so I know you're dating yourself. 844-967-2789. Again, the breaking news today, Governor Tony Evers signs Tony Evers' maps that were passed by the Republicans in the legislature. I'm still wondering where's the other shoe going to drop? When's the lawsuit going to come from the proxies or the Will or whoever is working with the Republicans? The AP, again, lots of reporting on this nationally today as well as locally. AP reporting, Evers said on Monday that these maps will take effect immediately after publication and will be in place for the fall elections. Well, we knew that. Our concern, of course, was what happens in the special. What happens if Assembly Leader Robin Voss, if he gets recalled, what maps do they use then? Evers also asked the state Supreme Court to clarify that the maps will be in effect for any special election prior to the November election. And just a little bit more here. Under the new maps, there would be 15 incumbents in the Assembly who would be forced to run against another incumbent and six such pairings in the Senate. Only one of the Assembly pairings would pit one Democratic incumbent against another one in the Senate. The only Democratic pairing includes an incumbent who has already decided not to run this fall. So, again, a big issue there, Dems running against Dems, Republicans running against Republicans. But when you have it gerrymandered to that such a degree, presumably you're going to have some more of the Republican v. Republican going on because you gerrymandered it to that degree. Now we're going to change it back to how it should be, and now you're going to have to deal with those consequences. And I would encourage, hopefully this makes other people fire up to go run, to engage. And listen, I'm a recovering non-engaged guy here. You know what I mean? I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention until Kurt and I started doing a radio show. Like, oh, I better talk about local politics. What's going on? I mean, I get the national stuff. We vote for national elections, but to care and to make it a point of topic, a point of interest, a point of learning to know how these things work, it takes time. So you can do it all on your own, or you can just tune into the Devil's Advocates Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And we'll kind of put you on your way, but you know what? I've learned a lot from the audience. So don't think like you can get all the answers here. You got something to say too. 844-967-2789. Let's get going. Ron from the MKE, you're up. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ron, Dom here. I mean, Dom, Ron here.
What's up, Ron?
Anyway. Hey. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I wish they would have gone for the more independent redistricting. On the other hand, this is clean and quick. I think, it doesn't require any more wrangling and back and forth that might occur, which I think he was probably worried about. And I do think it's an image issue. It's like, well, we did the noble thing and it was my plan and they offered it back to me and I took it. But you know, the thing that really grabbed me was when I heard you reading the boss statement, it really sounded like he was trying to simultaneously claim victory because they got the map that least hurt them, and then still criticize the map as gerrymander. I mean, I'm not sure I understand that, but
no,
that's
I know, exactly.
That's awesome.
Ron, you understood it perfectly. He's absolutely trying to do all of those things, claim victory, rip on the Dems, and this was planned all along. It's so, I don't know, smarmy is the word perhaps, but it's certainly disingenuous. And to think that there's any sort of Democratic gerrymandering going on like the Republicans did is just, it's of course just gaslighting, Ron.
Yep. I agree with that. And I mean, people should not have high expectations. It's very clear that this map will still favor Republicans in part because of the way the state's demographics fly.
Right.
But I think that and this sort of blue resurgence is going to be very helpful to us in the fall elections.
Well, right on, Ron. Thank you for listening. Appreciate your call. And again, the blue resurgence, I like that thought. And, you know, Dems have, notched up some victories lately in no small part because of the actions of Republicans, like on a national level, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision. Of course, that's still a major issue. But, also how they've chosen to represent themselves and how they've chosen their leadership. I mean, Donald Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. It's the mega party. If you were a grand old party, if you were a Reagan Republican, you're probably on the outs. I mean, for real. I mean, look what happened to John McCain. And of course, he's passed away. But he was made fun of by Donald Trump. Look at Mitt Romney and look at all these old, what you would look at as the hierarchy of the classic, Republicans, at least in our lifetime. But come on, Romney was what, the 2012 presidential candidate? And now his niece, who is about to get kicked out of the GOP, is dropped the Romney part of her name. I mean, that goes to show a lot. So if there's going to be a continued Democratic surge, it's got to maintain on the policies, good policies that people want, freedoms that people want, and the character of the candidates. Man, I can't believe that I got to talk about how important that is, the credibility of the people giving the message. I've learned that more than anything else in my life in the last 13 years. If you can, I mean, nowadays, come on, it's not even on the radio. Everyone will do a podcast. Kurt and I started this thing because we were going to do a podcast. Went to iHeart. Hey, you want to rent your studios? Because we didn't have studios. We want to do a podcast. Like, no, let's do the radio. Okay, so that's how we started on the radio. So that was kind of the whole where it came from. But it's still an opportunity to speak to people, right? It's about reaching an audience and giving a message and trying to, get your point across, whatever that point may be. There's so much, right? Nowadays, anyone with a camera and an internet and a website and an IP address can be out there and be a blogger. You can TikTok it up. You can tic-tac it up if you're Trump. You can have all sorts of ways to get out your message. Well, how do you distinguish between what's a righteous or what you're into, right? It's one to be entertained. Yeah, we want to be entertained. I get that, but are you not entertained? We're talking about like Roman style, or do you want like people that actually have some interest in advancing society, have a good background of whatever topic they're talking about, perhaps an expert in their field, or if they're not an expert in the field, they find the experts in the field, have open and honest conversations, and allow for a few mistakes and some growth. That's what I do, man. I don't know it all, certainly. But man, I sure love to talk to smart people. And the more you read, the more engaged that you are, the more effective you will be in the communicating, whatever those topics may be. So credibility and character, those things sound like my old man. Man, he'd be proud these days. I always dismiss them. Everyone's full of BS, right? Not everyone is. A lot of people are. Oh, both sides do. Well, not necessarily. I used to take that tech. No, there's some very specific differences, general differences between the political parties as they stand right now, specifically the MAGAs and the Democratic Party. I kind of long for those old days. You'd hear about the stories of Tip O'Neill going out and, having drinks with their political adversaries. Nowadays, it doesn't seem like that's happening. Of course, it's been so polarized, especially since the Trump years. And what do we get out of Trump? I mean, I don't know. But apparently, he's selling the sneakers to at least 1,000 people that think he's credible. He's convincing some people of it. I'm not buying it. You don't see the consistency. If someone says one thing one day, it says another thing another day, and they keep on bouncing back and forth and flip-flopping, doesn't that eventually at some point, if you look at the person objectively, say, well, I don't know if I believe them. Or if I believe them at one point, do I believe them now? Those things matter. And we need to apply those, not just to our friends and our family, but certainly to our politics. I mean, this is self-governance. No one's going to swoop in and save it for us. It's up to us. God, how depressing is that? 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Cindy from Appleton, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to say I'm a little disappointed that he signed those maps, because I know in the 11th hour, the Republicans, probably the Law and Liberty, will come forward with a lawsuit to put a stop to the maps. because, you know, the Republicans just don't want to lose. And I know that's what they're going to do. So I'm a little disappointed that he did that, because I would really like to have fair maps. And they're going to fire up the old, you know, fear-mongering machine and about how this is going to hurt the Republicans. You got to get out to vote so we keep our seats. And I mean, it's just going to get ugly.
Well, they're going to do that regardless, Cindy. But the fact that Evers signed the Republican passed legislative maps, I mean, that does seem to give somewhat of a shield. Now, it doesn't certainly stop the risk. But seemingly, and again, based on what Evers has said today at the signing, that he's going to ask the Supreme Court to clarify, you know, because we have Lena Taylor's seat is going to be up. And if Robin Voss gets recalled, we're going to have at least one, perhaps more special elections before November. So we're going to find out sooner than later, Cindy.
I hope so.
All right. Keep your fingers crossed. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate it. Up in the Fox Valley, Cindy, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, Dom. And you mentioned bread and circuses. Well, the MAGA Republicans are certainly fond of giving us circuses, but they don't want to give any bread out there. People that are actually familiar with that, I mean, the Roman Republic actually gave bread to their citizens and provided them with entertainment in the Colosseum. And I, for one, am not entertained. I mean, by what I see in politics these days. And perhaps what should be happening now, if we hear that this Wisconsin Supreme Court declared the maps unconstitutional, the reason they were unconstitutional because they did not meet the constitutional standards. And that's something we need to push, is why those maps were declared unconstitutional. It wasn't just because there's a liberal majority in the court. Actually, a conservative should actually say, what does the Constitution say? We have to stick to the Constitution. If we're true conservatives, we have to stick to the Constitution rather than giving our fealty to, damn his eyes, Scott Walker, and everything what he has left. Because it generally started in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, where Scott Walker said, it's divide and conquer is my plan. And that's what he did his entire term in office. And all his little, his little lackeys that went along with him, that's what they believe in as well. I mean, they anoint themselves with, they say, we're covered by God's grace and Jesus' grace, yet they have no problem lying at all. And it just is galling to me as a person of likely being an agnostic,
you're looking for some consistency, right, Mark? You know, if you're claimed to be a child of God, then I mean, what do they say about lying? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't go to catechism and I got excused from religion class in high school. So, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do those kinds of things, Mark. But it'd be nice to see some consistency. And that's, I mean, I judge people on whether or not they're consistent in that regard, and I always thought, Mark, as you said, always seems to happen here. What do you, like culturally and fashion, all those things. Well, it starts out on the coast and goes inward, right? That's always been my impression, right? Starts on the East Coast, West Coast, and then eventually hits the flyover country. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case, in my opinion, as it pertains to the political efforts. Wisconsin was seemingly first in lots of this malfeasance. And if we are to assume that Wisconsin is the canary in the coal mine in some way, shape, or form, man, it's not looking good for the Republicans, for the MAGAs, knowing that their Dems have been organized, they've been focused, they've been raising money, they've been winning elections, they've been consistent with their messaging. I mean, and you look at what's happening on the MAGA side, it's constant turnover, it's a clown show. And again, the bell curve exists. People are people, and we're all fallible, and we all got issues, whatever the case may be. But damn, it certainly seems like if this can happen in the state of Wisconsin and we can make this and push back and show the rest of this country how it's done here, man, we got a chance. And today, in the first time since I've been doing this show, it feels like this fall is going to be a little more fair, a little more even, a little more representative of what you and your neighbors actually think. You don't have to think the same thing, but don't you want the people that are representing you? You want to choose them, right? You don't want them to choose you. That's been the issue. And thank you, Mark. You're right. Those maps were unconstitutional, not because the liberals decided they were. It was because the Republicans made them that way. The Devil's Advocates come back on the lines, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle, 1490 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
In this dirty old part of the city.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm your host, Dom. Crudy is out on vacation, at least until Thursday. Be back on the radio with us on Friday. In the meantime, we're going to hold down the fort and have a little political party, hang out with you, talk about the breaking news, talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, whatever you got on your mind. Let's get to it. Again, the breaking news today, Governor Evers signed Governor Evers' maps that the Republicans passed. Hallelujah. I still don't believe it. I'm still kind of floating over here, but, you know, apparently he is going to ask the Wisconsin Supreme Court to clarify that these maps would be in place for the special election for Lena Taylor's Senate seat, as she's been now appointed to a judgeship. And of course, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is under a recall threat right now. They're gathering petitions. If that happens, that would be another special election. What maps do we use? Well, that was the big question. Hopefully that will be rectified by the Supreme Court and clarified for us as we move forward. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. The beautiful day, Stephen, up in Green Bay. Welcome. What do you got for us?
You mean tell me, Don, that you let Crudy have days off?
Can you believe it? Hey, no one asked me, man.
I know. So, this is what I got to say about the whole maps thing and Republicans and Democrats thing. But I was always told growing up as a kid, the proof is in the pudding. And let me tell you, the pudding on the Republican side has kind of been sitting out in the hot sun and it's growing mold on it. And the Democratic pudding is, you know, your grandma's, you know, melts down the chocolate and, you know, stirs in the cream. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is, the Democrats are actually doing something, and the Republicans are, the only thing they are doing is just scaring people and spreading these false claims and conspiracy theories that aren't even true to keep their base distracted enough so they don't realize that their party is doing absolutely nothing for them. Now, when it comes to the maps, I was one of the people that called Governor Evers' office, and I said, don't sign the maps, veto the maps. And I, it's not because I don't want fair maps. It's because I don't trust the Republicans as far as I can throw them. And I, when I get free maps, I've been waiting too long for fair maps in the first place. And I don't want it to wait any longer. And that's why I really feel like the Supreme Court should have been the one to hand down these maps. Now that isn't the case. I'm going to remain optimistic that, the Republicans for once in their life are actually sincere and genuine about something. But again, Dom, I have my doubts on that.
Yeah. Well, they're sincere and genuine, perhaps when it comes to, you know, the threat of their political power. You know what I mean? And if this was the least bad map for them, well, then I get it. Thank you for the call. I always appreciate it. Still concerned about what happens. Does Will file a lawsuit? What happens there? But again, here's where we're at. Here's where we're at. And I would also know, Steve, it wasn't just you and it wasn't just me. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, again, lots of reporting on this today. Molly Beck, Jesse Poyen, Andrew Hahn, just one paragraph to let people know. All but two Democratic lawmakers voted against the maps, voted against the Tony Evers maps, hoping the Wisconsin Supreme Court would step in and deliver the party even more favorable boundaries. On Monday, just four Democratic lawmakers stood by as Evers signed into law a plan to the party has sought for years. So just legislatively, the Dems were also very, very weary of this. Let's put it that way. So all but two of the Dems voted against those maps. So still bipartisan, although very slightly, this concern is palpable. But now where we're at, we'll have to see how the Republicans play it out. 844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine, you're up. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, and you put the little bubble in my beer, my friend. I was never known as a brown noser, but I tell you what, to hear you guys, I'm learning a lot, and I'm digging it.
All right, now, thanks, dude.
I go back to the days of when they were going for the Act 10 with Walker, and just like you used the phrase, Mr. Walker, the godchild, right? Well, what about the godchild that they're still missing visitor logs from the governor's office and the governor's actually his estate? Where was all them logs when they were being questioned? Who was the visitor, so on and so forth? And but Tina, was she 11 months in prison for being a spy from Russia? do we ever see her name on the book? And I'm thinking, you know, this is how deep I think. It's, and if it's good or bad, I don't know. But there was such, you know, during the Act 10, and then you have the recalls against Walker, the godchild baby, you know. So he is there, and we had the Wangard, too, as far as the recalls. So there was all kinds of things going on. You know, they dragged all their computers out into a special place. All of a sudden, the computers had broken the hard drives. Things were missing. And now the toilet seats were being removed, you know, all kinds of this kind of stuff. But these guys are no angels. I mean, I watch these and I listen and I watch. And I'm sitting right in the middle of Racine. And Racine, I'm telling you, it is hard to stay another month in this county because I see it. I know it, I show it, and I'm going to continue to listen to you guys because there is, I mean, these guys, I don't even know how you'd label these people. And these are supposed to be our guardians of our state.
You know? Oh, man. I know. And that's, again, we get the government we deserve, Sharky. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for, you know, turning us on and thank you for hanging out with us. And hopefully we can help edify each other and keep each other motivated because you're right, man. When you have 25% of the population voting, you know, that's kind of a failure. I hate to put it that way. I mean, if everything was, you know, 60-70%, like a, you know, huge presidential election, that'd be great. We'd get it. But that's not always the case. Hell, there's there's primary elections here in the state of Wisconsin. Like 300 municipalities are going to vote tomorrow. Did you know that? Yeah, right. 844-967-2789. Callers, stick around. Be patient through the break. We will get to you next. I want to hear what everyone has to say, even our conservative friends. What do you think about this? Tony Evers signed the maps that Robin Voss and the Republicans passed. Is it a trap by Robin Voss? Is it a trap by Tony Evers? Is it a trap by the devil's advocates to keep you listening for another hour? It might be. It's what we do. It's the greatest radio show ever. We're going to come back with some of your calls. Again, 844-967-2789. And we're going to move on topically as well. National news, man. This is all national news. It's Wisconsin, but it's national news. Andrew Hitt, the former Wisconsin Republican Party chair, doing a little, reputation building on the 60 Minutes last night. We got that for you as well. I want to hear your take. I'm telling you something. I'm not buying it. Stick around. The happy hour's next.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A student at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, is under arrest. Nicholas Jordan accused in a double murder in a dorm room last week.
Police almost immediately determining that this appeared to have been an isolated shooting, an isolated incident that...